Here's a thought I'll title Experiences or Things. A friend of mine is downsizing in preparation for moving to a retirement community. She's had a lifetime involved in the arts as a singer, opera singer, and now she's having a very difficult time finding anyone who wants her extensive collection of sheet music. Another friend of mine is finding it just as difficult to find a home for her collection of dinnerware and silver. No one wants them. The family doesn't want them. Offspring don't want them. Distant cousins don't want them. It seems like the younger generation values collecting experiences far more than collecting things. And if any of you have gone through the process of downsizing, you know what I'm talking about. I've come to regard this as the joy and burden of ownership. It's great to own stuff that we want to surround ourselves with, be it fine art photographs or antiques or whatever. But at some point in time, those all have to go somewhere. And it used to be that we would hand them down to our offspring. But if the offspring doesn't want them, what happens to, well, all of our photographs? What are the implications of this experiences over things mentality that seems to be dominating the younger generation these days? I read articles about they don't want to own homes, they want to rent so that they can have the flexibility of going various places. They don't buy cars, they lease cars. Even in photography, you can rent just about any piece of equipment you want. You don't have to own it. That pertains even to our software, which we don't own anymore since everybody went to the pay-as-you-go paradigm. So now we all have a monthly fee to rent whatever software we want. Fortunately, there are some alternatives, but an awful lot of us are paying the monthly fee to rent the software. It's an odd world, so different from the previous century that we're morphing into here in the 21st century, where ownership is less important than experiencing. And I guess I'm seeing that like so many other photographers are, because I'm just not selling as many prints as I used to, but I'm distributing far more PDFs than I ever did. Particularly now that it seems like everybody has a laptop or a tablet or a smartphone, and they all want to have the experience of looking at photography, but they don't necessarily want to have the experience of owning photography. What are the implications for future generations? Whatever wonderful photographs were handed down to you by your ancestors, you may not be able to hand them down to your offspring or to their offspring, because they may not care. So does that mean that we change what we produce from things to experiences? I don't know. Maybe. But for those of us who grew up in the last century, that's a difficult transition to make. It's hard for me to imagine photography without the physicality of prints. But on the other hand, it's even harder to produce all those prints and to find that there's no audience for them because nobody wants to own them and live with them and collect them and have them be a part of their life because they perceive it as a burden rather than as a joy.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.